All right, let's get rolling here and let's get it right out on the table. I took so much grief from people, and I got to tell you this. I heard Zach earlier, and Zach was taking a big victory lap about Notre Dame. I'm going to choose to pass on doing that because it was way too obvious. And if you watched Notre Dame, and we argued about it all the time, I knew they would get their opportunity to play in the college football playoff. I knew they were going to get that opportunity. I didn't consider it to even be it was a foregone conclusion to me. So week after week, I would tell you, they belong in the college football playoff because they're going to be there because the dumb committee is going to do the dumb thing. And they're not going to do the right thing. And again, I just refer you to what the college football playoff committee is supposed to do. They have one job, folks. One job. And the job of the college football playoff committee is to give us the four best teams in college football. And the minute you saw the point spreads for Alabama taking on Oklahoma and Clemson taking on Notre Dame, the minute you saw the point spreads come out for those games, you knew that the committee had not done their job. And then the committee started doing double talk afterwards. And I thank brave guys in the industry like Kirk Herbstreit and others that had the guts to just step up and say, the committee is charged with giving us the four best teams in college football. The four best. It's not supposed to be the most. All of a sudden people start talking about the most deserving. And then people were like, well, Georgia lost at LSU. They shouldn't have lost to LSU. Here's just what I'm going to tell you to those simpletons. And you are. You're a simpleton if you give that argument. Alabama has been challenged twice in over 2 years. Twice they've been challenged. Both of those times was by Georgia. The only team that can ever get a lead on them. Play with them toe-to-toe. Go to overtime or the last minute of the game. With Alabama is Georgia. Nobody else even sniffs them. Doesn't stay within the average margin of victory. Doesn't even stay close to them. And no, don't give me some cosmetic score last night. Oklahoma was never in the game. They were blown out. That was a blowout. It was never close. It was never in doubt otherwise. And if you are going to be lame and you're going to be one of those, well, Georgia shouldn't have lost to LSU. So in a regular season game, Georgia lost to LSU on the road. Here's who megastar Notre Dame had to play on the road this year. 7-6 Wake Forest. 6-6 Virginia Tech. 8-5 Northwestern. And 5-7 Southern Cal. So Notre Dame gets the 12-game regular season. Well, they didn't lose to LSU like Georgia did. No, that's because they played freaking Wake, Virginia Tech, Northwestern, and USC. Who, by the way, do the math. Every one of their road victories for Notre Dame, the teams they beat on the road this year averaged six losses. Averaged six losses. So stop with the lame argument. LSU plays in a significant bowl game. They play in a New Year's Six bowl game because they aren't Wake, Virginia Tech, Northwestern, USC. And if Georgia had played Wake, Virginia Tech, Northwestern, or USC, the combined teams that averaged six losses each, they wouldn't have had a loss like they had. Are you supposed to find the best teams? Or are you supposed to like come up with something? Well, they shouldn't have lost to LSU. Let's do it with Oklahoma. Oklahoma played four road games. Four. And a neutral site game, they lost to Texas, a team that they got a do-over game on, and got to play a second time, and the win the second time got them into the college football playoff. They got a do-over of their loss. Here's who powerhouse Oklahoma played on the road. Iowa State 8-4, TCU 6-6, Texas Tech 5-7, and West Virginia, who lost to Oklahoma State and Iowa State before also losing to Oklahoma. So stop it with the LSU argument. It's dumb, it's lame, it's lazy. And it takes a simple Google search to just take your point and crumple it up. You're dumb. You're just being dumb. And we had it yesterday. Well, Georgia shouldn't have lost to LSU. The committee is charged with doing one thing. They were supposed to give us the four best teams in college football. Notre Dame never was deserving, never deserved. A New Year's Six Bowl, absolutely. That schedule, struggling to get by, squeak by Vandy, struggling to squeak by Pitt. No, they weren't there. They weren't. But I told you all along they were going to be there because the committee was going to do the lazy thing. The committee was going to do the easy thing. And the committee was not going to give us what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to give us the four best teams in college football. They didn't do it. That was a horrendous load of horse manure. That was 7 hours of primetime television on a Saturday when the entire country was just dying to be entertained. And you gave us none of it. Clemson toying with Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame's offense, high schoolish. High schoolish. Oklahoma buried before they even got started. And like I said to you the day after the Heisman Trophy ceremony, Tua got robbed because his coach didn't need him to play four quarters of every game. Nick Saban decided to be sportsmanlike and not put up 80 on teams. So he took his starting quarterback out. Oklahoma had that awful defense, so they needed Kyler Murray to be in the game for four quarters. So Kyler Murray built up stats that made him look just as good as Tua Tagovailoa. And Kyler Murray is a spectacular quarterback. He's fantastic. He's fun to watch. But Tua got robbed. And I told you the day after the Heisman he got robbed, and you showed again last night. Is there any question who the better quarterback is after the game you watched last night? Do you have any questions? Are there any questions? Because you see, what Kyler Murray found out last night is it's a lot harder in that atrocious first half for the Oklahoma offense last night. What, 150 yards of offense, something like that, for the high-powered Oklahoma Sooners? What we found out is, oh, it ain't a Big 12 defense you're going up against. It's not guys running with five-yard wide-open windows, completion after completion, let's just light up the scoreboard and put on the points. The only time the Oklahoma defense looked any good was when, well, Alabama's up by three touchdowns, three scores, and they're playing softer, letting you run the clock, keeping you in bounds, making sure that the time just winds out on you. Like sands through the hourglass. So is the epic beatdown by Alabama. But congratulations to Clemson. Congratulations to Alabama. You're both deserving, you both belonged, and you're going to entertain us again in a championship game, and I believe we will be highly entertained. Highly entertained. But for any of you out there who were trying to sell us on Notre Dame and Oklahoma, and we have guys even around who used to work, a guy, James Ward, used to work here at CBS Sports Radio. You might have heard James's name over the years. Great guy. He still wouldn't give up the ghost last night. It's not hard, folks, to just admit you were wrong. To just admit you got it wrong. The committee was supposed to give you the four best teams in college football. The committee failed us all. Cowardly, they failed us all. They refused to do the right thing and give us the right teams. Because anybody with two eyes knows that Georgia was one of the four best teams in college football this year. Whether you want to admit it, whether you're, if you're just going to be a homer, just going to wave the pennant for your favorite conference. You know, like the Big Ten, where they hold victories over Michigan as measuring sticks. Where a middle-of-the-road Florida team trounces Michigan, toys with them like a cat and a rat. It's just unbelievable.